Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to a very special holiday edition of Border Crossings. We are joined today by a music icon who has won 9 Grammy Awards. He's in the Latin Music Hall of Fame. He's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And that's just to touch on the accomplishments of this true music icon. We welcome to the Voice of America and to our worldwide audience, the Jose Feliciano. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Larry. It's nice to be here with you.
Well, thank you so much for doing this for us. And first of all, I'm going to say congratulations and a happy anniversary for Feliz Navidad, which is certainly the biggest and best-selling Latin holiday song ever recorded and one of the most loved Christmas songs ever recorded. And you're the man responsible for it 51 years ago.
Well, I will not be egocentric and take full credit for that. A very dear friend of mine who just passed away, it was his suggestion that I write a Christmas song. And I thought to myself when he asked me, oh yeah, that's all we need. another Christmas song and whatnot. But aside from thinking that, I thought, how am I going to write something that's going to be an achieving Christmas song? And you know what? The Lord didn't let me down. And I came up with Feliz Navidad, which is simple, jolly. You cannot get depressed when you hear Feliz Navidad.
No, absolutely. And it's one of those songs, because there's a handful in music history, but Feliz Navidad is one of those songs that it plays over and over and over in your head. It's a song that you can hear all day long in your head because it's just so catchy.
Well, it's what we call a worm.
Earworm.
Yeah.
But I love it, you know. And so where were you, if you remember, the very first time that you heard your song, Feliz Navidad, on the radio 51 years ago? That's quite a chunk of time. But do you remember where you were?
Well, I was in California. I believe I had just finished the basic tracks, which are guitar, my drummer from Brazil, bass, and once I got those tracks done, then we proceeded to mold it, to make it into the song it is today.
And it's you know, obviously another reason, not only just because it's seasonal, but it's teaching how to speak Spanish to a lot of us who otherwise didn't know how to speak Spanish. For many, many years, a lot of people have learned to speak English through music. And this is a song that specifically says, you know, I want to wish you Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad.
That's it. And it says it in two languages, maybe more that I don't even know about. But, you know, I'm happy about that because I got people to communicate instead of putting up barriers between themselves.
And back in 1968, you again made headlines for what was at that time considered controversial. Today, not controversial anymore, but at that time, I think you were the first Latin singer who sang the national anthem at a World Series baseball game by the invitation of the Detroit Tigers.
We didn't distinguish whether I was Latin or not. I was just the first person who took it upon themselves to interpret our national anthem in America differently. I did it with a combination of my heritage, which is, of course, Latino. That's coming from Puerto Rico, and it was, I'm trying to explain it to you as best I can. Sometimes explaining oneself is not so easy.
No. I'm sure it's an emotional situation, too. It's hard to describe emotions.
Yeah. But we did it. I have no regrets. I'm glad because it gave people like Roseanne Barr a chance to demolish it.
And I believe your version of the national anthem sung in Tiger Stadium, where I'm from, Detroit, by the way. And I remember that Tigers series against St. Louis that the Tigers won, incidentally.
Well, my wife is a Detroiter.
Oh, well, she and I can talk a lot about the good old days in Detroit before they took down Briggs Stadium. But I did want to say that, you know, what you did was just, I mean, it's so good and so influential in American pop culture and history. I believe that is in the Grammy Museum, if I'm not mistaken, the Hall of Fame Museum. They put your performance.
Yes, it is. And it's also in New York, in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too.
Oh, in Cooperstown.
In Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Amazing. Now, I mean, the Christmas season, what does it mean to you? Because growing up in Puerto Rico, you were one of, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 12 kids at home?
We were a family of 11 boys.
11 boys, okay.
11 boys, no sisters, and except the Pointer Sisters.
But those were on the radio, not in your house. So did you, I mean, was with that many kids growing up in Puerto Rico, did you get a lot of presents? I mean, that's expensive for mom and dad.
No, we didn't. But we got the most important present of all, which was good food and a lot of love. And if you can't make it on those two things, then you can't make it with anything.
No, better words, truer words were never spoken. That's very good, profound advice. Jose Feliciano is our guest. He is a music legend and an icon. And as I mentioned before, he's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You recorded an album in 2020, which is called Behind This Guitar. Is that your last, the most recent album that you've put out?
That is the most recent album. And I have to say, I was happy when I was doing this album, but I didn't like the end results of it, which is that my dearest friend in the whole world died during this album, and the producer of the album. And it's sad when you lose a friend, you don't realize how much that friend meant to you until he's gone.
Right. And that's like the old saying, you don't know what you have till you lose it. So that's very, very true.
Like the song says, you don't know what you've got until you lose it.
Oh, I love it.
You gave me all your love, but I abused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. 'Cause now I know I acted in a foolish way. Well, my singing comes to an end.
Wow, they're standing all around the world right now. You're getting a standing ovation in Africa and in Asia. Everybody's standing. Jose Feliciano is our guest. You know, people want to find out where you're performing, by the way. I'm sure there's a website.
JoseFeliciano.com. And what was the, there was another one.
Oh, at Jose Feliciano for the Twitter and the Instagram and the Facebook. Hello again.
Yeah, hello again. Do you oversee all of these social media sites for him? I know he's too busy.
We have a team, but, you know, it's kind of like the buck stops and begins here.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's...
So are you working on a new album?
For the moment, no.
Well, tell them about the boys.
Yes, the boys. Are they in the music business too?
Very
I just saw
too.
You on you were on the in New York, the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. I saw you, and you had some backup singers, and you did the Feliz Navidad. It sounded great. You were fantastic. So I just was wondering, maybe your kids are in the band or singing, or you got?
No, that's a vocal group called CNCO out of Miami, and they were part of the FN50 reimagined, as they call it, version of Feliz Navidad. Hmm. 30 artists from around the world joined in to wish Jose a Feliz Navidad, happy anniversary, FN50. Now we're kind of, at this point, it's the FN50. You know, it's a little exhausting, but it was so nice, and they came to sing with Dad. But actually, we have two boys and a daughter, and Johnny is Jose's tour manager and drummer. And Mikey is his bass player, at least for now, because Mikey has his own band and he struggles to keep mm-hmm. it all together. Plus, he's a chef. Plus. But
wow, keeping it all in the family. That's great.
Yeah.
That's really fantastic. So, Jose, do you enjoy writing or singing? What is it about the business that keeps you going? What do you like the most about this business?
The money.
Huh?
The money.
Have you ever heard the term starving artist?
Oh, come on. We're talking to a legend.
I think what I enjoyed the most was the creative part.
Absolutely.
Coming up with songs, coming up with something different. And mm-hmm. that's what I enjoyed.
Mm. And you covered a Frank Sinatra song and had an early hit with it in Spanish.
You mean Strangers in the Night?
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was really fun locking horns with the old man. I've become, in my later life, because as a young man, I didn't like his music as much. But that's because I couldn't appreciate it. But Frank Sinatra showed us all how to sing, how to be, what clothes we should wear. Frank taught us a lot of things, and I'll always be grateful to what I call him, which is Mr. Sinatra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Old Blue Eyes. Yes. And back in that time and that day, those performers always showed respect to the audience by wearing a tuxedo. They always came, and now you got t-shirts and jeans and torn up clothes. And
I want to do an album called Old No Eyes is Back.
Old No Eyes.
Yeah.
Now, in all seriousness, you were born blind. You had not had eyesight since birth, I understand.
As far as I know.
Yeah, you had glaucoma as a baby.
Yep.
And so you there hasn't been any progress in surgery because glaucoma is something they can treat with probably advanced.
I'm very happy with the gifts that the Lord has already given me. Why should I screw around and make it worse?
Right. You might not like what you see anyway. And I know that by not having sight, it's increased or enhanced your senses. So you probably have been able to feel things that a lot of, you know, most people can't feel. So.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to guess. I'm just going to be happy with what I have and mm-hmm. hope that feeling catches on to people that interview me, people that talk to me, all those crazy things.
Yes, yes. And, well, you know, definitely we can feel the love and the positivity and the energy that you have. You have a great sense of humor and, you know, bless your heart, you're still doing this and still going strong. I think, if I'm not mistaken, 76, you're 76 years young.
I'm 76 young.
Yeah, 76
you know,
years young.
You know the old song, 76 hormones did the trick for me.
I imagine your show must be great. I mean, in the little bit of humor we're getting to see Jose Feliciano live in concert. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, Jose Feliciano is our guest on Border Crossings, the Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad. And, of course, you also did a version of The Doors, Light My Fire, which became big hit for you.
It became a hit. I think, I don't want to brag because I've never been a braggart. But I think my version was even bigger than the original. And I'm happy about that. I'm happy that in my own small way, I could contribute something other than sitting around the house.
Well, I think in this business, once you get out, you know, it's kind of, you have to. It's an addiction, the crowd, the cheering, the fans.
Oh, sure. I mean,
it's got to be a thrill to see the joy that you've spread by, you know, releasing, you know, your song, Feliz Navidad. And it's just amazing that every year people want to hear it again and again and again and again, because it is a song that just transcends time. And, you know, you've given that gift to us. That's your gift to us for the holidays.
Well, I try not to turn the radio on during Christmas.
You don't like to hear yourself?
No.
Really? Oh, not very really. Interesting.
I don't know. The way I look at it, if I were to look at it at all, is the work is behind me. And the only reason I don't like to look at the work that's behind me is because, to me, in my mind, it's behind me. I've done everything I could to it and with it. And so that's just my thinking. Doesn't mean everybody has to think like me.
So that's now they're making there's a new movie coming out, which is about, Ricky Ricardo and Lucille Ball. Oh. And Javier Bardem is playing Ricky Ricardo. And so, I mean, when they make the story of Jose Feliciano, when they make your life story, who do you want cast as Jose Feliciano?
Me.
All right. That sounds good.
No, I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I'm sure there's some young actor, like there was for the Ray Charles story.
Right, right.
You know,
yes.
But I don't know. I really don't know. But whoever it is, they better be good, and
yes.
They better be good guitar players too.
Mm. Yes, yes. Because you self-taught yourself the accordion.
I did.
How about the guitar? Did you self-teach yourself that, or did somebody teach you?
In part, yes, and then I took lessons. Classical guitar lessons, because I thought I was going to be Andre Segovia. Little did I know that I was just going to be Jose Feliciano.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. 9 Grammys. There's nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I life has been very good to me, and I would be a real jerk if I were to complain, because everything has gone better than I even thought it would go.
I also wanted to ask you, in terms of accomplishments, do you have one accomplishment in your life that stands out beyond the others? Or one memory in your mind?
I think the biggest accomplishment for me is surviving life, where I came from, the circumstances that I came from, those kind of things. I survived them.
And as we are wrapping this up, I wanted to give you an opportunity to, because I know you told me that you used to listen to The Voice of America in Puerto Rico many years ago. Your wife said she's listened to The Voice of America. It's been on around the world for 80 years now in 2022. It will be our 80th anniversary. But I just want to give you a chance to say something, whatever's from your heart, to the international audience who have come to know you and love your music, certainly at this time of the year, Christmas, when we're thinking of families and celebrations, and also the military, the troops who are tuned in as well to the Voice of America around the world. So if there's, you know, something you'd like to say, some kind of a holiday message from Jose Feliciano.
I just want to say, what would we do if we didn't have our military people? You know, I think we're the only country that has a country served military. You know, most countries do not, like Costa Rica and other places like that. They don't, but we do, and we're very lucky that we have our own military in America. God bless them. God take care of them this year and every year for the things they have to do. And I want them to know I love you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Jose Feliciano. What a pleasure and an honor it is to have you on the show. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to your family, to you, to your wife, your children. And thank you so much for giving us all of these great, wonderful songs all these years. 50 albums, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I read. So congratulations.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to say, except I'm happy to be a part of all this. And I wish you, my friend, a Merry Christmas. You and yours, your family. I don't know if you have any children.
You're two.
Two?
Yep.
That's it?
That's it for now.
I wish you the best.
And thank you.
I wish them the best. So thank you. Take good care and God bless you.
Thank you. Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano. Thank you so much for joining us. Our guest today has been music legend Feliz Navidad, singer, songwriter, Jose Feliciano. My name is Larry London. Happy holidays, and thank you for tuning into Border Crossings on VOA TV.